Once you're convicted of a crime, you face steep odds of ever getting another trial. The courts set high and narrow standards for that, and prosecutors are often reluctant to consider the possibility they made a mistake. After serving 9 years in prison for a rape that he denies committing, a Pittsfield man expected that new DNA evidence would be brought forward in a new trial and set him free. As we reported yesterday, the new test of DNA that jurors were told might have come from Ron John Cameron showed that it actually came from a woman. In the second of two reports on this case, WBUR's David Boeri explains why Cameron then spent 3 more years in prison before he was released.
No one knows better than attorney Laura Edmonds how difficult it is to undo a criminal conviction.
It is very, very difficult, virtually impossible.
Edmonds has worked on the case of Ron John Cameron for the last 6 years.
The burden really has shifted because now you really do have to prove your innocence.
Cameron denied having sexual relations with the woman who accused him of rape. DNA testing on the accuser's undergarments showed the primary source of male DNA was not Cameron. Test results of a secondary source of DNA were deemed inconclusive, but the government expert went ahead anyway and told the jurors they did not exclude Cameron.
This is a big deal. At a very fundamental level, they were given incorrect information.
Laura Edmonds argued that Cameron's trial attorney gave what's called ineffective assistance of counsel. He never hired a DNA expert, never ordered a more discriminating DNA test than the narrow one used by the prosecution. In fact, a test the lawyer could have ordered in 2003 showed in 2012 that the second source of DNA didn't come from a man at all. It was from a woman. After 9 years in prison, Cameron figured he was getting out.
His reaction was, I think, finally, somebody is going to hear me.
Attorney Laura Edmonds.
I actually thought that maybe even the prosecution would agree to a new trial.
But there was no chance of that. Not according to the district attorney of Berkshire County, David Capeless. He uses a line associated with Donald Rumsfeld.
The absence of evidence is not evidence of absence.
In other words, just because there's no DNA evidence that shows Cameron did it does not mean Cameron didn't do it.
We had confidence in the victim and her credibility. She knew him, and she said, that's the man that raped me.
Capeless argued forcefully against a new trial. He says this was never a case about DNA. It was a case about credibility, and the jurors found the accuser more credible than the accused. But the prosecution had relied upon DNA. It used it to bolster the accuser's credibility. And with the stunning new evidence, the accuser's credibility came in for questioning.
Did you make any further attempts to check out the woman's credibility?
No, because as I said, it now raises even higher the question of whether or not the evidence that was used for the DNA testing, in fact, was related to the crime.
The district attorney now raises the possibility the alleged victim might have given the wrong underpants to the detective for testing.
Their job is to do justice.
Again, appeals court attorney Laura Edmonds.
I thought they would recognize more easily that something went wrong here, that they have a responsibility in terms of the interests of justice to have a good conviction, not just any conviction, but a solid conviction.
Yet the district attorney opposed and the courts all denied Cameron's motions for a new trial. They ruled that judges' errors had been harmless, that the admission of old DNA evidence had not prevented a fair trial, and that new DNA evidence fell far short of exonerating him. Cameron's daughter, Leah, expressed the family's discouragement.
So much hope every time it went somewhere, somebody's going to realize how wrong this is. One of these courts is going to basically see it.
The only court to see it was the state's highest court.
We are asking that Mr. Cameron get a new trial.
When the Supreme Judicial Court took the case up last year, they saw issues quite differently than the lower courts had. The SJC saw how the prosecution had used the erroneous old DNA evidence against Cameron at the trial. It had tipped the balance against the defendant, the SJC ruled. The High Court also saw how the new DNA evidence had two edges. Not only did it exclude Cameron, it could also be used to cast doubt on the accuser's credibility. And because the new evidence would have become a real factor in the jury's deliberations, the SJC said there had to be a new trial. A month later, on the day before Thanksgiving, and with no public statement, the Office of the District Attorney quietly filed a document known as a null pros to drop the case altogether. There would be no trial.
We were and remain prepared we were prepared to re-prosecute the case. We were just unable to because we did not have the victim to testify.
The district attorney says the alleged victim was unresponsive to efforts to make contact with her. But her address is known. She receives public assistance. And at an apartment house in Springfield, where her name is on a letterbox, neighbors confirm she lives next door. She is active on social media.
Well, all of our efforts in contacting her were unsuccessful.
Across the Commonwealth and on a daily basis, state police detectives and local uniformed police officers knock on the doors of victims and witnesses to persuade or to compel them to testify. Their job is to find people. In this case, it's not clear the prosecution did more than send a couple of certified letters.
And I said that many times to my attorneys. This is the American justice system. It will work.
After 14 years behind bars, and thanks to tireless attorneys and a new DNA test, it did work. Up to a point. Now Cameron is trying to make up for its failure by writing a book and suing the office that prosecuted him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.